What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Kylan Mills says if a woman covering a game started hitting on fans and asking for their numbers on TV, they would be crucified on the internet and fired. The only woman who would think that is a woman who's just too wound up in that type of thought all the time, that everything's unfair. There are things that are unfair in broadcasting from a gender standpoint, especially, but not this. I think that that would have been fine. She says, but here you see this inappropriate behavior being celebrated as the standard by a slew of men in the comments. Misogyny is alive and well. No, I think you're being offended. And I don't think these ladies are offended at all. They seem to have a lot of fun. They held their own, and it was no big deal. She says, for the record, it's unprofessional for anyone to do this. You're there to report on a baseball game. Well, yeah, but you know how it is during a baseball game. There's always moments like this that are lighthearted and fun. I mean, come on, it's a baseball game. Sure, you want to have fun, but you can't come up with any other reports than wandering around asking women for numbers. It's weird. No, it's not. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and the guy said it, and he, as a good broadcaster, yes, and. He did it. Rather than making it awkward, he did a good job, and he wasn't creepy about it in any way. So I think this chick's crazy and a pain in the ass. You know, this is a woman you want to avoid. Okay. You don't want to be associated with a crazy bitch like that. Tyler hits a nail on the head and says she's probably the type of person that thinks everything is sexist. Yeah. And nobody wants to hit that. You're a pain in the ass. Fuck you. Starman says we quickly see what the real problem is. I don't know what you mean. And the chick could have easily just put 1-800-FUCK-OFF in as her phone number. Corey says the woman that said that is probably ugly and has a, quote, dusty pussy. Yeah, I don't know if you're helping my argument here. I was trying to just say she's crazy. I don't know if it's a good idea to say she's got a, quote, dusty pussy. Chris from Buffalo says better than saying, hey, babe, you got a pretty smile. All right. Enough. I don't want to dig up those bones. Yoda World says cat lady mindset. Alan says Kelly would agree. Oh yeah. That's a big thing that the guys can say things that are, but if she says it, it's bad. There was a moment yesterday when I was reviewing, of course. And they were talking about there is a supposedly a organization that they're going to measure the speed of individual sperm. And they were talking about it. And, you know, it wasn't the best, but a lot of dumb jokes, you know, pretty much run-of-the-mill segment. And then Kelly said, well, they're talking about is there a woman equivalent? And she referenced, well, yeah, women on their period, shedding. Who can shed the most? And then she said, yeah, you know, some women, it comes out in big, thick clumps. Now, I don't know about you, but if you were to compare dudes talking sillily in a silly fashion about sperm motility and Kelly talking about clumps of ute meat and blood falling out of vaginas, I would say that Kelly was a million times worse. And then immediately, Greg is like white knighting her. Say, oh, yeah, now we're going to get people saying Kelly can't talk gross about shit. And we're all talking about it. It's like, no. Hers was a lot worse. It's not that she's a woman, but she's a fucking pig. She's more of a pig than anybody there, to her credit. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors that make this podcast happen. First off, Impact Powered Sports. Thank you. They just signed up for another quarter of marketing. When you want a Yamaha golf cart, you go to Impact Power Sports. They're online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're also along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan, if you want to stop and say hello. Whether it is a Yamaha golf cart, whether it's an ATV, a UTV, a motorcycle. Perhaps the kids have always wanted a go-kart. Oh, my God, that would have been incredible. You get it at Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. When it comes to getting your Obamacare policy in place, I want you to reach out to Frank Fuss. He is part of My Policy Shop Insurance. Well, that is his firm, his business, his agency, if you will. And you can reach him by going to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. A fantastic place. And if you are without insurance, your health care, you don't have health care right now, maybe you're in between jobs, perhaps you're self-employed, maybe your boss does not offer health insurance, go to buyinsurancehere.com. And Frank will help you out and get you started ASAP. All right. All this water is making your old pal EZ have to go tinkle. I will be back. All right. Bob, you wrote to me that you sent along the Segment 18 Facebook group. I don't know what you sent it on. I looked in the email. I looked on Facebook. I mean, if you're going to send me something, wouldn't it be a good idea to give me an idea as to where I can look? I went into the potty. I'm standing there taking my pee-pee, checking to see if there's anything last minute that I could talk about on the show. And I got nothing. Maureen says, EZ, when are you going to tell a story about how Madison's car broke when you changed the spark plug, but it wasn't your fault? Or did I miss it? I thought I mentioned it yesterday. I was successful in that. And I also saw, because on that car, I need the transmission fluid changed. Now, I've done that on an old car, but not on this car. Old car, you just take off this fucking pan, and then it just kind of like falls out. It's horrible. This, on the transmission, there is like a plug, and it comes out, and then there's another plug way up top, and that's the fill. But there's no way to get to it, except, and I didn't even know this existed. So after you drain it, After you drain the transmission fluid, you put the plug back in, and then there's a device. It's a big fucking syringe with a tube on it. And you got to draw up the transmission fluid and then feed this tube into this hole and like shoot the shit into there. And I'm like, this is a little bit more involved, but I want to try it. I want to try this myself. And then there was the antifreeze flush. And so the first thing I saw was a YouTube video about the using the giant syringe. Then I'm like, all right, I bookmarked the page. I had success putting the spark plugs in. I'm going to take it a next step, the next step, and change the transmission fluid on this thing. And then change the coolant, the antifreeze. It's run its course. It needs to be drained out, and new antifreeze needs to be put in. And I've done this on an old car again, not on this car, but relatively the same thing. And so I'm looking at that, and I go, you know what? I'm going to do that shit too. Chris in Buffalo says, don't, LOL. I don't know what you mean. Chris says, what a good car owner. Well, this is new. For the longest time, I've always like, no way, I'm not doing it. I'm just refusing. Bob has sent along the messages from our pals at the Segment 18 Facebook page. Let's take a look at this. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. This is, I guess, yesterday. So I don't listen to Zane, but stumbled on his page and see him lurking around random FBHW pages. Is he just super petty toward the show and not funny? Or am I missing something? You're missing something, a lot of something. Petty much, pretty much only person he has an actual problem with is Greg and Joe, but that's a whole other story. He's been gone a decade and he still bases his everything off of them. He has no substance except for being loud and ignorant. Lisa says, yes, he is petty. Okay. All right. What's this deal between him and Greg? I've seen him trashing Stephen Kelly on Facebook too. Ziggy says, howdy, what am I missing? What's going on? I've been too busy getting ready for the dog show, so fill me in, please. Okay, have a groovy one. Okay. Erica says, it's sad, and he doesn't see what it looks like to everyone else when they see how much free beer lives in his head. Okay. Again, these are all LARPers. These are World of Warcraft people, Magic the Gathering, live in their parents' basements, losers. That's who listens to this show and pays attention to this shit. This person says, I tried to do a deep dive not too long ago because they did have a great chemistry as a trio. The best I could find was that initially they were on good terms, but then jokes started being made at Zane's expense. And with the Joe stuff, I think Zane felt like he got the full brunt of the blame and sort of thrown under the bus. And I think he took all that personally. But Zane's comedy was always basically just being an asshole. I think it generally burns him that Freeburn Hot Wings is still successful without him. Brian says that's exactly what his feed reflects. Just seems he'd move on eventually. Absolutely. Particularly once Joe left. But he's still got a hard-on for Freebear. That shit laughing at Kelly's divorce and then backing down after she called and talked to him about it. Like, what had Kelly done to him to deserve him talking about something? Well, I wasn't talking shit. I just said that's where love goes to die. It's true. That's the only thing I said. Freebear Not Wing Show is where love goes to die. He's a miserable old man that yells at clouds, but free beer is his favorite cloud. He was mocking Steve's story telling and Kelly for something on Facebook I saw also. Just childish at this point. He's their biggest fan. He just can't admit it. No, I admit it. I am their biggest fan. Because of what we have based on who are these free beers. The fact that we have an entire show on Patreon and you all love it is outstanding. Like, these people think that I'm just here doing the show and no one's actually listening to it. And what they aren't considering is the fact that this is my job for the past 6.5 years now. Well, 6 years, 3 months, and 15 and 10 days. This is what has been happening. So, I mean, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's not quite as black and white as you're making it out to be. And anybody who knows my show knows that there's long stretches of time where I don't talk about them. The only time I talk about their show is when I'm getting ready to do Who Are These Free Beers? Or somebody got divorced. Or them talking about me. Thank you, Bob. How do I get on that chat, by the way? That looked like text messages. What am I missing there? All right. Sedona Price, I'm sorry, Sedona Prince was one of the top players in women's college basketball. Here she is playing for Texas Christian. She's 6'7". Bob writes, it's Facebook Messenger. Yeah, I know, but how do I get on it? Sedona Prince, pretty good in the women's game. She was expected to go late first, maybe second round. They just had the women's college basketball or the WNBA draft yesterday. I'm not really into it. I don't follow it. I did see that Paige, is it Bueker? She was the top pick. She's like this year's top women's college basketball player to go on to the pros. This chick, though, did not get drafted. Like, the teams are avoiding her because she's been accused of sexual assault. Like, a bunch of babes have gotten together and said, hey, did she make you chow vag? Yeah, me too. And they accused her of this, unlike social media. And she's furious, and her agent is furious. And they're saying, this is all bullshit. None of that happened. This is just like that chick at, I forgot the school, that they said that she was porking her boyfriend's dad, but she hasn't been. And then everybody said, well, yeah, it must be true. Someone talked about it. The next thing you know, Pat McAfee's talking about it. This is the same goddamn thing. She's like, I have not made anybody chow muff, period.
Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, Jeremy writes, she's ugly, so she's guilty as fuck. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I would not judge her based on this image right here. I mean, she's a top-level athlete. Here she is. She's saying, what the fuck? I didn't foul anybody. I mean, Jesus Christ, how attractive do you want her to look here? I think she looks fine. I haven't seen her all dolled up. I can't believe you're saying she's ugly, so she's guilty. I can't support that. All right, 6'7", can play basketball great. And now she gets no one drafts her. She's also faced backlash from fans. With more than 200,000 people signing a change.org petition to have her removed from the TCU women's basketball team. So same thing. All you got to do. And her lawyer says, yeah, well, she had a couple of babes and they did some fun chow fests during the season and she broke up with them. And then these sluts got together and they were jilted. So then they threw her under the bus and said, yeah, she forced us to chow vag. And that's all they did. So then the attorney is like, these are just jilted muff eaters and shrub scouts who are accusing her of these terrible things. She did not do this. Her agent said, Sedona has been charged with a crime, has not been charged with a crime or found guilty of any wrongdoing. Rather, she's been convicted on social media by people who have attempted to use their relationship with Sedona to attract followers and to build their influencer careers and settle grudges. To the extent she has made any mistakes different from other young people in their early dating life, it was solely the decision to be on TikTok. She's 24 years old. Very good. She averaged 17.2 points a game, 9.4 rebounds a game, 3 blocks, and 2.4 assists. Team went all the way to the Elite Eight, star player. Doesn't get drafted. You're seeing this more and more where someone just has to accuse someone. And then as soon as everybody jumps on board, then the big bad internet machine starts to run haywire. We're getting all sorts of people that are indicting Sedona Prince about her appearance, and I'm not understanding that. Tyler says the attractiveness slash innocence scale only applies to teachers. Come on, Jeremy. Cole says, how do the other chowers look? Because the chowed isn't the best. All right. Well, maybe if I do this. I mean, that's not fair to judge her, you know, during the game. Sedona Prince, hot. Hot picks. All right, guys. Perfect opportunity for us to get a good image here. All right, this is from Instagram. Boy, that didn't work out. No. Okay, here she. Look at her. She's lovely. She's very pretty. She's big. Big girl. She'll beat your ass. But look at her. She's cute as, well, She's kind of cute, I guess. Right, guys? Yeah. She's cute. I mean, everything's bigger. She's 6'7", so her face is large. She's got a large... That's a lot of face there. I mean, if you were to measure from the top of the forehead to her chin, that's got to be about 5 feet, right? That is a lot of face. But there's a lot of cute pictures of her, guys, so I'm not buying this bullshit. See? Yeah, this is cute. I think she's very cute. I think that's mean to suggest otherwise. Alan says she looks like Axl Rose. Jeremy says, I'll take her. You can have her. I'll take her former teammate, Haley Van Lith. We're getting various references to long horse face. Come on now. Man Bun Chris says it's a little old for Pop Pop. No. Well, I'm not interested in anybody that, unless they're old to begin with. Tyler says, hypothetically, if she was a teacher, I would say she's probably guilty. All right. I'll include all of this in the show notes of the audio podcast. So you can see for yourself how gorgeous she is. Bunch of jerks. J.D. Vance had a bad time. He had the Ohio State Buckeyes. Trump and Vance had the Ohio State Buckeyes football team show up at the White House. This is incredible. Here's Trump. He's got the Ohio State helmet. These guys got the jersey. This is the national championship trophy right here. There's no sound to this, but watch Vance. He's going to go over there. I'm going to go over and grab the trophy. Okay. Now, I don't think he knows this, but those two are not connected. Like, the trophy fits into that base, similar to like when your kid's playing with those toys. And they got the square peg and they got to put it in the square shape, or the star peg, they got to put it in the star shape. It's like that. It just fits in there. But idiot doesn't know that. So this dude's going to grab the top of it, base, and Vance grabs a base of it. And then watch. It comes out. The trophy's now out of the base. And this throws Vance off. So instead of hanging on to the base, he drops it on the ground. Oh, my God. And then they fit it back in there. And then now he's got it, and it's fucked up. And then Coach Ryan Day comes over and says, yeah, just grab it. Leave the base there. Just walk around with the trophy. Fucking Vance. God damn it. All these guys are laughing at him. All right, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for some of these guys to tell Vance and Trump to fuck off. But nobody does that. Everybody talks a big game. You can't tell me that all of these college athletes, most of them are probably stupid, are in love with Trump. I think that is true, though. A lot of athletes, football players in particular, love Trump and Vance. So I don't know. Maybe there isn't anyone there that hates them. But this is a perfect opportunity to finally walk the walk after all the talk. Jeremy in Kalamazoo writes, Tofus types, Biden never dropped a trophy. Nick says, that is kind of a shitty trophy design. Maureen says, remember Trump's last term, and he had some championship team come to the White House, and he had McDonald's cater the meal. Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love that. Tyler says, I'm reminded of EZ's history with broadcasting the damage to the Calder Cup. Oh, yeah, one of the many times that I got in trouble. Rebecca says, it's funnier knowing that J.D. Vance is an Ohio State alum. He's the most awkward person to watch. Nick says Biden would have picked up a potted plant. So when the 2017 team won the Calder Cup, so they then spend the night partying, the team. This trophy is the very old, like 120 years old or some shit like that. And the team wins it. The Griffins win their second trophy in 4 years, 5 years. They won it in 13 and they won it in 17. So I guess that would be 4 years, wouldn't it? I don't know. Whatever. Well, when they won it the second time, I guess they fucked it all up, but no one knows that. After the game, the next day, there's a barbecue at the coach's house. And he says, hey, do you want to go? And I said, I'd love to go. That'll be fun. And so one by one, the players are streaming in. They got sunglasses on. They're all hungover. And I'm there right on time. I'm like the first one there. And I already feel uncomfortable. But the damnedest thing happened because one of the players brought the trophy. And he sets it down. And then I'm looking at it from afar, and it's fucked. It looks damaged. And boy, was it. The actual cup of the Calder Cup was, it was like it. They broke it off and then put it on and like welded it while they were drunk. It was that bad. And then the opening of the cup is a circle. Like if you were looking down at it, it's like a bowl. It is a bowl. And except it's not round anymore. Picture the shape of Stewie Griffin's head. That's what it looks like. I guess someone fell on it and it busted off or whatever the fuck, or bent, and then they bent it back, and then it flattened the actual bowl, so they like pulled it apart, drunk fucking hockey players. What did I do? I take a picture of all the damage and post it. And every time I post something about this hockey team, I get in trouble. And the league sees it and they get pissed off. So they call the hockey team. And they're like, what the fuck is this? They're pissed that the trophy's damaged. So they, you got to take that down right away. So I take it down. And they ended up actually recasting the cup. Like that one is now, it doesn't leave. It stays in like the Hockey Hall of Fame or whatever the fuck. And now there's a note, like when the team wins the cup, there's a note that is attached like on the underside of it or some shit. It says, if you damage this cup, you got to fix it. And it's because of the fucking Griffins. Tyler says, AHL, who is this Eric Zane fellow that broke our sacred Calder Cup? Cole writes, speaking of AHL hockey, Gabriel Landeskog played for, do I say that right? Landeskog? Played for the Colorado Eagles this weekend for the first time in a few years since they won the cup. And he's going to play for the Avs in the playoffs. Yeah, what the fuck happened to that guy? I saw that. Yeah, he's played for the Avs and something bad happened and he hasn't played in years and he's on his way back. Jonathan Toews wants to do that. Maureen says, is there a story behind the bandage on your finger? Nothing interesting. Just while working yesterday, during my relaxing days, my relaxing day, doing nothing to recover from this illness, I picked up some shit on the ground and a fucking thorn went in there. And it broke, and I still think there's something in there, but I can't get to it. So I just put this on there, and it's less sensitive. Horny Becca is here. She says Landeskog is a smoke show. She's ready. Her ovaries are popping. Okay, there's no question. That reminds me. It's a perfect opportunity to talk about Adam Kasari, realtor in West Michigan. If you are buying a home or selling a home in West Michigan, reach out to Adam. You can call him at 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. He is the realtor of choice on the show. And he is the driver of the number 9K limited late model car at Berlin Raceway with the Eric Zane Show podcast logo on the roof. Stand by. All right. Let's see. What are we doing now? Oh, boy. Story about the guy who tried to, It was successful in lighting the governor of Pennsylvania's mansion on fire. You know, I'd take that back. I'm starting to hurt right now, and I feel like it would probably be a problem if I kept going. But we're looking at one full hour longer than what I did yesterday. So I'm gonna pull the plug. That's what I'm going to do. Let me mention this, though, before I get to the asshole of the day. If you're going to buy a home from anywhere in the U.S., buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Call and get started today. Buy now, refinance later with Mario. Yeah, it just kind of hit me. I can feel myself running out of energy. I did not sleep well last night, and I should probably crash or something. I don't know. The asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. We're going to give it to my friends over at Segment 18 for being a bunch of fucking loudmouth pussies. Leave me the fuck alone. Fuck you. Thank you so much, folks. I apologize again for the short podcast, but at least we got something done. Tyler says, easy, taking it easy today. Go pick up some sticks, take each dog on their own walk, P90X, numerous business calls. Maureen recommends taco nap. I think a nap is in the works. Is in the cards. That's where I'll leave it, folks. Thank you so much for being here. Have a good one, and bye-bye.